First of all, we ask you to turn to the Acts of the Apostles out of the second chapter. Supporting scripture would come from St. John 3 and 5. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, beginning at verse, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. I read verses 1 through 8 and 12 through 17. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mark and said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Supporting scripture that you've already heard in your hearing, St. John 3 and 5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We ought to use a subject or a thought this morning. We like to speak from the subject, there's a difference between spirit and spirits. There's a difference between spirit and spirits. Songwriter say, I know the Lord. Oh, yes, I know. And once you know him for yourself, that's what the difference is, when you know the Lord for yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Something about the Lord makes a difference in all of our lives this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is worthy this morning. And sometimes we just don't understand just how worthy he really is. We take life day by day, and God brings us the various different changes, and we go through life, and sometimes we find ourselves even complaining. Hallelujah. We wanted God to send us a winter. God gave us a little snow and a little ice, and now we complaining. You know how we are. We just can't be satisfied. I don't care how good God is, we still going to find some fault. Give us a beautiful day. Oh, it's too hot today. Hallelujah, Jesus. But anything or whatever God does, we ought to be glad. First of all, we ought to be glad if we are able to tell the difference. Because that there are some folks that don't even know the difference between the seasons. They could be out there in the weather and not know that there's a difference in what their bodies are feeling. So we are thankful to God. We are thankful to God for his mercy and his grace. We thank God again, or I thank God for all of your prayers and for traveling grace and mercy and for going to a place and doing the things that needed to be done. Show yourself as a friend. It is very important. If you want to have friends, you must show yourself friendly. And, you know, friendship is something that you ought to be able to
have a friend, and you don't have to be next door. You can be miles and miles apart, but if they are truly your friend, there's always a connection there. There's always a concern there. And so I'm thankful to God for allowing me to share with my friends and family, and then to be able to come back home and find that everything is intact. You never know what's going to happen from one day to the next. Then even in coming and knowing that God is still worthy, and when I think of how good God has been to all of us, and so many of us have complained, but when we look at what it could have been a lot worse than what it was. And then when you think about all the people that are still yet going through, we just need to be able to just tell God, I thank you that things are no worse than what they are. So I wonder this morning, do we realize what a blessing it is just for us to be able to come together in fellowship, to join in worship and praise and thanksgiving to God, for he is truly a deserving God. And of all that we've gone through thick and thin, God has been right there. Doesn't matter how much you've gone through. It doesn't matter how many times you've had your days of ups and downs. It is a good thing to have that blessed assurance in knowing that whatever it is, God is still right there. Sometimes I reflect back on some of my weakest and darkest moments in life, and I remind myself just how merciful and mighty God really is. And then when I think about the fact that God was there when I needed him the most, and he's an unchanging God that always keeps his promises, then I know that whatever is going to come forth in the future, God is still going to be right there. There are those of you in here this morning that have gone through some things, and you know it couldn't have been nobody but God that made things change for your good. There were times that you were going through, and there are those that might even say, I've had my share of trials and tribulations. And even in the midst of having your share of trials and tribulation, you're still praying, you're still trusting and still hoping. But if the truth be told, somebody is just tired. You know how it is sometimes when even though you're praying, even though you still got the faith, you just get tired. And every now and again, it's all right to be tired. It's all right to go through some changes. Every now and again, you are mentally and physically tired, and you just need a vacation from pain and anguish. You need a vacation from having a closed mind sometimes. You need a vacation to where you can just have a couple of days of restful sleep. You know how it is when you're one of those individuals that don't sleep well and you're just tired of being tired and you just keep on praying, Lord, I know it's going to get better, and you just got to keep waiting on it to get better. But in the meantime, I just come to tell you, don't give up hope. Just keep trusting in the power of a mighty God. Don't get so caught up in your spirit of uneasiness to where you're willing to throw your hands up in despair. When you throw your hands up, throw them up in praise. You got to learn how to have a hallelujah anyhow praise, that I'm going through some hell right now, but I know that God is going to bring me through. I'm going through some things that I don't know exactly how I'm going to see the end, but I know who knows the end. We got to know that we're in the hands of a mighty God, and when we're in the hands of God, God has the power this morning. God has power enough to do whatever we need him to do in our lives. So we need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God can do anything we need him to do. There's somebody in here this morning that said, you might be really talking to me right now because I'm going through and I'm tired, but I'm not going to give up. And to that individual, I say to you, I thank God for your presence this morning, because in you being in here, that makes a statement that the devil is a lie. That makes a statement that I press my way one more time. And, you know, sometimes it seems like situations or circumstances want to hinder you even from coming to the house of God. Have you even noticed how sometimes it seems like on Sunday morning you get a little weary in the head? On Sunday morning it seems like you just can't get out of the house. It seems like the enemy is always trying to get something going on to where you can't get going. But every now and again you tell the devil, you a lie, I'm going on anyhow. You tell the devil, I got my mind made up that I don't feel like it, but I'm going on anyhow. If there are any presses in here that know that I don't feel like it all the time, but I still got a mind to go. I don't have all the answers, but I still got a mind to go. I don't dot every I and cross every T, but I got a mind to go. I'm not a perfect individual, but I belong to the power of a mighty God. Anybody in here know who you belong to? Every time I think about how good God has been, where the Lord has brought me from, I refuse to allow the enemy to have me bound down. Somebody got to say, break those shackles off of me and know that God will break the chains. God is a God that is able, hallelujah, Jesus, to do what nobody else can do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I found out that you got to learn how to stay in the race. The Bible declares, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but unto that one that will endure until the end. See, I heard somebody say, I don't know what the end's going to be, but I do know somebody that know what the end's going to be. So I found out that all you got to do is just keep moving. Don't allow the enemy to get you in a steadfast situation to where you sit down or feel like you stuck in a rut. Every now and again, you get in a rut, but you got to know how to dig your way out. You got to just keep on moving. You know, if you just stay there and be still, you might sink. But you just keep your body moving. Keep something moving in the right direction. Somebody say, hey, hallelujah, Jesus. I can't move like I used to move. But you know what I found out? It does not matter if I can't run in the race. Just let me be in the race. If I got a tip, if I got a crawl, if somebody got to pull me along. And one good thing about modern technology, I can get in a hoopty if I can't use my leg and ride along. But I still got to press my way forward. Don't be too proud to get in whatever you got to get in to move forward. If you don't allow pride to get in the way, you won't fall as much. Get that cane, get that walker, get whatever you need to balance yourself, and you just move on however you got to move. Don't be ashamed about it. I like to tell old folk, I'm trying to get where you are. You ought to be glad. Be in the midst of a folk that won't take no for an answer. Be in the midst of a folk that has gone through trials, gone through sickness, and still keeping on, keeping on. Being in the midst of a folk that can tell you that life hadn't always been easy, but I know the Lord has always made a way. So let us be mindful of the fact that when we look at the body of Christ, many members with our own individual imperfections and our own faults, but then we think Jesus died for us all. Jesus died, left us command that you love one another. If we would love like the Lord say love, things would work out for our good. If we would love our neighbors as we do ourselves, we wouldn't have to have neighborhood watch. Because you know your neighbor is looking out for you anyhow. We need to find a way to get our community to interact as a family, a concerned village. You know when we like to get up and talk about it takes a village to raise a child? What happened to the village? Streets got the same name. Some of them got the same houses on it. But what happened to the village? There was a time that we had respect for whoever it was that was our elder. You didn't have to be old-headed and gray. All you had to be was grown. What happened to the village? That's another message. We always find it easy to see and say what we think about others. But what we need to do is put the brakes on and ask ourselves, first of all, what have I done or what do I need to do or actually what can I do? See, we always know what somebody else have not done. We always got an opinion of what they should have done. But you don't never want anybody to question you, what have you done? And then you don't need anybody to question. You ought to be able to ask yourself, what have I done to contribute to kingdom building? What have I done to help my child know that real love starts at home? What have I done to let society know that I am a believer in the power of a mighty God? What have I done to put myself in a position where I would be part of the lost village? That I would be one of those that will extend my love and my concern and my compassion further than just my bloodline. See, we got a whole lot of folk, as long as it's in your bloodline, you're all right. Then we got a whole lot of folk don't even know how to treat their own blood folk right. That's another story. I got a whole lot of little stories today. We got to learn how to work together. Got to learn it's not me and mine, it's us. We got to pray and reason one with another. And then there comes the time that when we get ready to have a situation, we got to know how to go in a praying spirit. And then once we pray to God about it, then we sit down and we reason one with another. And after we got through reasoning, then we need to go back on our knees and do some more praying. See, every now and again, when you get up from the reasoning table, from that assembly table, you might get up and everything is just not so. But you can't throw your hands up. You can't just push it on the back burner. There's something that got to be addressed. So what we have to learn how to do is pray ye one for another. Now, it's been said that united we stand, divided we fall, which is true. So what we have to establish is, who is it that makes up the so said we? United, we stand. Divided, we fall. Our covenant says, having been led as we believe by the Spirit of a mighty God. So we deals with believers that know and understand that there is a higher power. And that higher power is God that created the heavens and the earth and all that there is therein. And then he in turn allowed his only son, Jesus, to come in the flesh and to suffer and to die as a ransom for our sins. As Christians, we believe that. We believe that he died and was buried and rose from the dead. And he was seen by many witnesses before he ascended into the heavens to sit at the right hand of God. In our lesson this morning, we know that he'll be there until all of his enemies have been made his footstool. So we realize that there's still some work that has to be done. We know that it can come in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, but we just don't know what moment it's going to be. So the Bible declared, be ye also ready. So my question might be this morning, are you ready to meet your maker? If you got doubt in your mind, if you don't have an immediate answer, then you are not ready. It's just that plain and simple. Because there are those of us that we like to even say sometimes that I want to go to heaven, but I'm not homesick and I'm not ready to die. But if death means that's what's got to happen, then Lord, get me whenever you get ready to get me. Think about the power of God. And then think about sometimes the things that come out of your mouth. Now, I just made a statement that if God was ready, God could have snatched me right then. I fell in this floor dead in the doorknob. Y'all would have been tripping. But somebody would have left here encouraged that I don't know where death is going to lie. So I got to get myself ready because he got Cain in the pulpit. He might get you on your way home. So don't be thinking about what you're going to wear to my service. It might be a double ceremony. God got that kind of power. Stop sitting around trying to be God. We were created in his image. We are not him. I don't care how smart you are. A whole lot of things we still don't know. We believe this morning that God is the kind of God that'll do anything we need him to do. But now, when we talk about the Spirit of God, I gave you a thought this morning that there's a difference between the Spirit and the spirits. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, an active force of the power of God, which enables things to happen. The agent of the Old Testament prophecies, as well as purifying and sanctifying Christians for mission work. So the Spirit of God, when God got ready, when Jesus got ready to descend and to leave, he said, I'm not going to leave you all by yourself. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. In other words, I'm going to go and I got to go away from you, but I'm going to leave my Spirit here with you. So that it can embrace you, it can hold you, it can comfort you, it can encourage you, it can tell you that things are going to get better, it can remind you of who I really am. So there's something about the Spirit of God that makes a difference in our lives. But now I looked up spirits, and it gives a reference to good and evil spirits used to compromise sound judgment. So now, what happens when you make a decision to go left or go to the right? Are you using your own mind, or are you being led by the Spirit? Now, King Solomon said, lean not to your own understanding. Because when you lean to your own understanding, you do it your way. But if you lean to the understanding of God, he will lead and direct your path. So if you don't know which way to go, don't ask me. Ask the Lord.
Amen.
And he will lead and direct your path. Now, if I was to ask Raymond, how do I get to Cincinnati?
All right.
Raymond gonna tell me the way that he would go.
All right.
Might be a quicker way, might not. But now if I'm in the dark and I'm asking the question, then I ought to be respectful enough to listen to the answer. Have you ever seen folk that ask you something and answer before you can answer? So why is he even asked me in the first place? Be careful about those spirits. The spirits can make a good man act like a fool if he's not careful. That same spirit can make a crazy man act like a man that got good common sense. And then there was this thing called spirits in the bottle. A lot of us know about that. Something about those spirits. Now, the definition says that it will compromise sound judgment. So now, those spirits will sort of alter some things in your brain set. And those spirits, whereas you used to be hush mouth, those spirits make you run them out. Anybody ever seen that happen? You got some folk that sit there and all week long, they just so quiet, they so humble, they so loving, but let them get them spirits in them. So there is a difference about those spirits. You got the difference. I'm moving on. So now, as members of a Baptist church, we've all been baptized with water. But only you and God knows whether you've ever had an encounter with the Spirit. You see, Jesus said that unless you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You got to be born again. The Bible said there was a man by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was the ruler of the Jews, and he came to Jesus by night, and he said unto the Lord, Rabbi, I know that you are a teacher. I know that you can do great things because I've seen all the miracles that you've done. And Jesus said, but verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Can he be born? Jesus asked, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now we're getting where I want to be. Glory. Jesus said, I'm going to tell you this, that except you be born of the water. I came up and I want to be a member of the church, and somebody told me that in order to be a member of this church, you got to be baptized. So we ran that pool full of water and we baptized you in the water. Now, when I was a little boy, they used to say, you go down a wet devil. Come up a wet devil. A dry devil, come up a wet devil. So in other words, they saying you ain't getting nothing. Watch they. How they know what you got. See, what you get from God, it may not be an outward sign. See, when Jesus got baptized, he had an outward sign, for the Bible declared that God said, send a dove down. That ascended upon him and said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And in other words, you done baptized the right one now. So I'm pleased with that one. Of all the people that I baptized, I thank God that I've never stood over one with a judgmental spirit. I've never stood over one and declared a thought whether or not they're going to get the Holy Ghost or not. Because I found out that is not in my power. The Holy Spirit got to come by the power of a mighty God. And I stopped by to let somebody know this morning that it's time for the church to have a Pentecost experience. We got to know what it is to know anything about the power and the Spirit of God. For the Bible says that all of the apostles were there on the day of Pentecost, and the Spirit of God began to move. The Bible said that the wind began to blow. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. Filled the house with all of them sitting there. There appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire. No men began to speak out of their mouth. They began to speak all types of languages. Language that they did know and they did not know. Don't you know when the Lord gets ready, he got a way to make you open up your mouth. When the Spirit of God descends upon you, it'll make a quiet man open up. It'll make a lonely man know that I got somebody. It'll make somebody know that I know the Lord is on my side. I want to know this morning, anybody know the difference of the Spirit or the Spirit? The Bible says, when the Spirit got a hold of these men, they begin to open up their mouth. Something got a hold of them, and they begin to tell all about it. There were those in the midst of them said, I know that all of you are Galileans, but I want to know, how is it that you can speak my language? See, a whole lot of us got it all twisted. We think that when they talk about speaking in tongues, they were doing a lot of... But you don't know that. You got to know that the power of a mighty God, they were speaking a language that somebody could understand. If you were from that nationality, then you understood what they were saying. But the Bible said that they were amazed. How is it that these men from that land can speak my native tongue? I want to know what got a hold of them. And they said it was nothing but the Spirit of the mighty God. For the Bible said that the Lord our God is going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh, on all men, on all women, young men, old men. I thank God this morning that I got touched by the Spirit. I've been baptized in the water, and I've been baptized in the Spirit. Anybody got the Spirit? Say yeah. Anybody with the power of God? Say yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad. the Spirit of God, I can move. With the Spirit of God, I can be delivered. With the Spirit of God, there are no chains holding me. With the Spirit of God, I got a power, for I believe that I'm a child of the mighty King. And every one of us that believe in God's power, if you become a believer, He will give you power to become sons and daughters of a mighty God. I somebody tell somebody that I am a witness, that I am a child, I am an heir of a mighty King. I'm waiting on my crown, but I'm not going to get it until God says so. But there is a difference in just being baptized and then being baptized with the Spirit. Now, if you are afraid of the Spirit of God, you're in the wrong place. Because there's something about that Spirit. That Spirit, when you're at your lowest moments, that Spirit can take a head that's bent down in despair and lift you up, and your countenance, the smile on your face, the joy that is in your heart, the outside enemy and the naysayers that thought you were going to lose it, that thought that you were going to give up, that thought you were never going to amount to anything, they just didn't know who you belonged to. You ever heard anybody give their testimony and talk about all of the negative part, and then they get right there in the middle and they say, "But God." And when they put that "but God" in there, they know that when "but God" came in, He made some changes. He turned some things around. He made everything all right. He took us from the dirt of nothing, built us up and put us up on the pedestal, and made everything all right. I'm glad. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad this morning to know the difference between the Spirit and the spirits. You see, we got some of them same critics. For the Bible said, you know, I get all worked up. The Bible said that those that were looking, they must be drunk. Look how they act. But Peter, in his boldness, he stood up and said, "I beg to differ. Listen, all you devout Jews and everybody that can hear my voice. These men are not drunk. It's just 9 o'clock in the morning. If they're drunk, they must be drunk from last night. Because they didn't just get drunk today. But they were on a Holy Ghost high. And there was something about that spirit. It sort of took a tongue that was twisted and tied down. Didn't know that language. But the Spirit of God say that when I bring all of my people together, there's going to be somebody in the midst that need to understand what the word is saying. So God, in His almighty power, He stirred up the whirlwinds and He allowed the Spirit of God. And they called it the day of Pentecost, a day when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. And the apostles began to declare the good news. And all they were saying was some of the same stuff that I'm saying right now. But they were saying it in a native tongue. They didn't have no CD. They didn't have an interpreter. All they had was Jesus. And Jesus gave one this one's language, another one that language. And so that's why we as a people sometimes we get it all twisted. Because you got 12 different folk speaking 12 different languages all at the same time. So that's why folk think that it's just a lot of gibberish. But the true understanding is there was somebody in the midst of the crowd that understood each and every one of those languages. And the key to it all was knowing that it wasn't by their means, but it was because of the Spirit of a mighty God. There is a difference between the Spirit and spirits. Even when folks say that it don't take all that, it don't take that for you, but you don't know what it takes for me. There may be some preachers that would say, I wouldn't jump around and sweat and holler like that when all you got to do is talk. But every one of us got to do how God has put it in us.